Did you get involved in any of these sort of sports and social side of things?
If you consider that that when I went to Field Inns, I started playing rugby for the for their works team, and there was the there was a lot of guys in the factory play, but there were also some outsiders as well. And there was a gentleman called, he worked in a dispatch office, his name was Ted. Now he was like the mainstay for the rugby club in terms of treasurer, secretary. Ted retired, and eventually I took over part running, being a secretary and treasurer for the Field Inns Rugby Club.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left in 27, when I was 27, I left. I think the team sort of disbanded because there were quite a few people who were made redundant who were playing. However, it was we ran two teams. We had a pitch at the social club down at Hempstead, our changing rooms, our bars, and because I was part of the rugby team, you spent a lot of time there socialising. Every works department had a Skittles team, so you joined the Skittles team. So with rugby, Skittles, you would then have the dances down there. So in fact, the social club in those days was a big part of many, many companies, not least of all engineering, because other engineering companies down the Bristol Road, they had their own sports and social club. So it was an integral part. And the rugby teams would be put up on the notice board by the stores as you go up the ramp before mm-hmm. the time office. And then there would be a great interest of who was playing. And to be fair to the guys in the factory, the older element who had previously played for Field Inns, they would want to know on the Monday morning, what was the score and how did you do? So from that point of view, it was a really nice experience to have the older generation taking an interest in what was their engagement with sport representing the company they work for.
Hmm. Yes, the one word that seems to come out from practically all the interviews we do is family. And it was just like a big family in lots of respects. There was very little dissent from what I can remember, and it just people got on with their job and enjoyed themselves.
Yes, when you say family, yes, you're dead right, because not only was there the rugby in the winter, there was the cricket in the summer.
Yeah.
Now, cricket is more of a family event than what rugby is, because yeah. the wives would then go and make the teas. You spent an afternoon and a little bit in the evening as well. So in terms of the presence time that you were with cricket was far outweighed the rugby. Mm. And in my time, there was Jim Brint, who mm-hmm. was the yeah. Who was the steward of the club there. And you had people like Paul Daniels, Freddie Allen, Don Keyes and people like that. Who were for when I was at Field Inns, they were the mainstay of the cricket club.
Yeah.
And in fact, I did work with Don Keyes in the maintenance department.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, there was a lot of things went on at the, you know, at the cricket club, and there's also the, you know, there's the Christmas parties, etc. But one chap I worked with a lot was Johnny Mabbott. So, and he was quite into the cricket, from what I understand.
Yeah.
But I think he was quite a good player, wasn't he?
Yeah, yeah. John was one of the better players in the cricket club, I believe, along with Paul Daniels.
Mm.
And Paul Daniels was an absolute star for them.
Mm.
Johnny Mabbott. He worked up in the fitting shop.
Mm-hmm.
I think he was in the Valve Bay around that area. And you can go on and you just name dozens and dozens of these people who play sport for Field Inns, and they're sort of people even at my senior age that I can remember still quite vividly being at Field Inns.
Mm. Well, yeah, we seem to have done a fair bit of nattering about the place, which is what this is all about, John. Is there anything else you'd like to say? Have you got any funny little stories that we can maybe add on?
Yes, when I was there, there was a programme on radio called Workers' Playtime.
Yeah.
And I remember that. I must have still been in my apprenticeship or maybe just come out of my apprenticeship. And I remember we all had to go to the canteen and we all sat down and we partook in Workers' Playtime. Of course, you then had the canteen there. The canteen was great. It was good food. It was good value. And then from the canteen, they would come round, and people won't believe you today, that we had a trolley service for breakfast and we had a trolley service for afternoon tea. And there were obviously tea, cheese rolls, ham rolls, that type of thing, hot dogs. And in the afternoon, there were cakes, and that usually, the arrival was about 10 o'clock in the morning, and in the afternoon was about 3, and that went on for as long as I was there. However, things change, I most probably died, but for a young lad who took sandwiches, which Mum had cut, you usually devoured them before 10 o'clock because we were all starving, and then you could then go and partake in a cup of tea, and it was tea those days, out of a big urn. And they did, not only did they did the heavy machine shop, they did the light machine shop as well, and they did the fabrication shop. Mm-hmm. And you imagine the girls having to go from the heavy machine shop across the road into the fabrication shop in all winds and weathers. But that's how it was in those days.
Yeah, there were a couple of cakes and things that I can remember that I think were rather good. Do you remember cheese diamonds, and do you remember the pasties?
I remember the pasties well, yes, which were great. The cheese rolls were pretty big. Today we would most probably have grated cheese, but in those days it was a slice of cheese.
Yeah, they were all made up in the canteen, and the ladies, they weren't bought in or anything, they were all made on site, so to speak.